privilege to be here tonight. Good?
Yeah, we good, Tony.
You just monitor my time. When I was asked to come and speak, I thought about the topic, and I thought about from what perspective I would speak or offer my experience. And the bottom line is, I am a problem. I'm the problem. The problem's always been me. You know, and I realize that now through the step working process. But initially, I didn't believe I was the problem. Initially, when I got introduced to Narcotics Anonymous, I thought drugs was the problem, okay? And drugs was the problem until I entered the step working process. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but first let me qualify myself to you all and let you know that I'm in the right place. I'm from Washington, D.C., born and raised, and I drank my first beer in Oxen Run Park, if any of you are familiar with that. I smoked my first joint when I was in elementary school behind the schoolyard. I was at the Howard Theater smoking Love Boat and snorting dope. And I was at 14th and V Street at the After Hours joints buying liquor on Sunday nights. And I ended up smoking crack out of a can. And my last day using, I was in Baltimore on North Avenue, right? Walking up and down North Avenue like that, holding my pants up because I was about this big. And that's how it was for me. And it's only through the grace of God that I was able to survive and make it back. And I say make it back because I was introduced to Narcotics Anonymous in 1989. I currently have 9 years clean. I will be celebrating my 10th year on May the 19th at my home group, It Works Town Y in Central Maryland. I was introduced to Narcotics Anonymous in 1989 by way of treatment centers. And I thought drugs was the problem. I was whipped by the lash of addiction to the point where I tried to commit suicide on 3 different occasions. And that's because I didn't have any hope. Where I grew up and from what I saw, people that were addicts like me died. They died that way. And I didn't think that there was any hope for me. So my way out was to try to commit suicide, and God spared me. I came into this fellowship in 1989, and I stayed in the fellowship for approximately 2 years. And through that period, I celebrated 2 anniversaries, and I stopped coming to Narcotics Anonymous. I was able to amass about 12 years of sobriety. Through that time, I confused social acceptability with recovery. Okay? Now, what I did was went to work, and I was able to maintain a job, which I recently retired from. And I kept going to work, yet I kept getting in trouble. You know, I would go to work, and I would get all these goddamn disciplinary actions against me for not coming to work or being late, and I'm like, I'm in recovery though. I don't understand. I'm in recovery. This is supposed to get better, you know? They were taking money out of my check, and I just didn't get it. I didn't have a car, and this guy, out of the kindness of his heart, gave me my first car in recovery. And he said, I know you ain't got no money, so just give me a little something every now and then. All he wanted was like $1,200 for the car. So he was looking for me to give him like $100 to $200 a month for the car. I gave him the first $300 and I stopped paying him and I just avoided him, right? Well, he had a second set of keys. So I came off work one day and he took the car, right? But why is all this shit happening to me? Because I'm in recovery. I'm not using drugs anymore, right? Drugs were my problem. I didn't understand. You all told me not to get in a relationship in my first year. Now, I had just come out of a marriage where I got divorced. Within the first year of recovery, I got into a relationship. And as a result of that relationship, the young lady got pregnant. So now, I got a baby on the way. I'm like, what the fuck, man? All this shit is beginning to happen to me, right? But I'm not using drugs no more. What is going on, right? Turns out, she was in recovery. She decided to go back out and use. So now I've got custody of a 2-month-old child, right? You know, and the hits just keep coming, okay? So then, I meet my next wife. The woman that had the baby wasn't my wife. I met another woman, right? So I decided to get married again after 8 months of courtship. But y'all told me that I needed some time, right? But I followed my own advice. I listened to the last person I got high with. So after 8 months of courtship, I get married. She's got a child. I've got this 2-month-old. And now we're raising a family without any intimacy. And it's all work. And I'm miserable as fuck, right? And I'm so miserable that it starts coming out in my marriage when I'm starting having all these extramarital affairs, right? But I just don't understand what's going on because drugs were the problem, right? I mean, I'm not using drugs anymore. I just don't understand. 12 years later, I came to Ocean City for a work-related convention. And that convention is an ultimate drink fest. People all around me are drinking. Now, mind you, I stopped coming to meetings altogether. So I didn't have a foundation. I never was introduced to the steps because, quite honestly, back in the early 90s and the late 80s, the step meetings in the area that I come from were very few and far between. So it was all about going to open discussion meetings because I wanted to hear the drama. You understand what I'm saying? So anyway, come to Ocean City. And before I know it, as the saying goes, you hang around the hot dog stand, you're going to pick up a hot dog. So I picked up a drink. And from that drink, it all went downhill. Okay? So my last day using in 2007, as I described to you, I was up in Baltimore, North Avenue. Now, since I've been back almost 10 years ago, I have a sponsor now. And I've worked a cycle of steps. Right? I'm in service. And I do the things that you all tell me that I need to do in order to stay here. I pray. I help another suffering addict. And I do service inside and outside the rooms. The step working process has helped to introduce me to myself. And when I got to the fourth step, I learned some things about myself. Actually, things that I already knew, but I had to finally acknowledge. One of those things that I learned about myself is that I'm resentful. I hold and harbor resentments. And those resentments turn into feelings that have always put me in a position to use. I had to get in touch with the feelings that I experienced when I was molested as a child. When I was a child, I got molested by an older cousin, and I never talked about it. And those feelings led me through a range of confusion about my sexuality. Mind you, I never had sex with men, but because of what happened when I was a child, I suffered from homophobia and I hated homosexual men. And I questioned my sexuality growing up. I hated my mother. My mother was the most selfish, self-centered person that I could ever encounter. And there was nothing that I could ever do to satisfy or please her. But I could never tell that to anyone. That behavior was internalized in me, and I began to push that same behavior onto my kids. Okay? All these things I began to learn about myself, and then what I realized is drugs were only the symptom. The problem has been me all along. The problem has been me and my feelings and my thinking. And my thinking and my feelings lead me to act out in behaviors that jackpot me every time. The steps have provided me with tools to use. Now, one thing about this fellowship is the fellowship lays the tools out for you, but you've got the third step, and the third step is the decision that you have to make in order to make and do the next right thing. So if you're going to keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting what you're going to get. And so it's upon you, it's upon me to change. Right? Currently, I'm going through a situation in my personal life with my wife right now that I talked about, where we've been married for, it'll be 25 years in October, and for the last 4 years, we have honestly begun to talk about our marriage and where we are in our marriage. And there is distance between us and our marriage after 25 years. And now it's because the three kids that we've raised have grown up, and we don't have the kids, which was the glue to keep us together. So now it's just the two of us sitting looking at each other. You understand what I'm saying? And trying to find the willingness to make it work is quite difficult. To add more matters to that, my wife has just experienced some health-related issues. And those health-related issues are completely changing the dynamic of our household. You know? It's changing our lifestyle, because her health issues are affecting our financial stability and our future. And it's forcing me to find the willingness to be the husband and the man that I need to be for my wife in her time of need. And I got to be honest with you. I just retired from my job, and I'm at this position in my life where I'm ready to go to the next chapter, and I don't want to do it, but I have to. And my sponsor tells me all the time, Tony, third step, third step, third step. Fuck how you feel, do the work. Fuck how you feel, do the work. And so that's where I am right now, you know? So, in an honest self-assessment over the 25 years that I've been exposed to Narcotics Anonymous and the almost 10 years that I'm coming up on, I've come to learn that I'm the problem. Drugs have only been the symptom of my problem, right? But I know that if I don't pick up, I got a chance. And one of the things that keeps me coming to meetings is remembering my last day using. And I got to tell you, the thing that sticks in my mind is being in a hotel room, 5 o'clock in the morning, with the birds chirping and shit, and the sun coming up, and you ain't got no more. It's all gone. You ain't got nothing left. And you've exhausted all your resources, right? And you ain't got nothing to think about but the last 3, 4, 5 day run where you done fucked up everything. And now you sitting there with that fucked up ass look on your face, right? Y'all know that feeling, right? You know that feeling, right?
Yeah.
And what keeps me in these rooms now is I don't have to feel that way anymore. That feeling of when it's all gone. Y'all remember that feeling? The feeling of when it's all gone. I don't have to feel that way anymore. So that's enough out of me. Thank you.